Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
To Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're in the broom closet today. There is a lot of production going on in the studio here at IGN. We got these crazy Apex Legends things we're doing, and I don't know, CJ knows more about it than I do, but studio's booked solid this week. Yep. So we're in the broom closet, but we're still having a good time talking all things Destiny. Joining me on the show today is CJ Gibson on left, Stephen Rue.
Chomp chomp.
Yeah. Brian Malkowitz. Right. Out of habit, I almost said Sean Finnegan.
Oh,
rest in peace. C-Team Malkowitz is
C-team.
Here, though.
Oh, but bro, you've been upgraded to the B-Team. You guys could almost made a heart there for the camera. That have been
Yeah, we almost did there. Yeah.
So Brian is a producer here at IGN. He's been on the show before. If you don't know, he grinds Destiny like crazy.
Yep.
Basically, every lunch break, I see him playing Destiny and grinding out some
Strike Grinder.
So he definitely has the street cred, so to speak. You're almost 680, right?
Yeah, I'm almost there.
You're like one light below.
Yep.
Nice. So there's a lot happened this week. We got Xur bounties. We got Reckoning Tier 3 unlocked this morning. This is why we're recording a little late. So if this posts late, we apologize. I wanted to grind out Tier 3, make sure we got it. We're going to talk about the Thorn bounty, the quest from the Vanguard and the Drifter, and overall what we're liking and what we're not liking. I'll start.
All right. I'm going to let Steven go next just because Steven's always so quiet.
You know what? I don't want to start on a sour note. So let's start.
Wow. I love how you need to preface it already before your first
Anybody
thing.
Who watched my stream yesterday knows what I'm talking about. I just did this ridiculous power level grind to barely hit 680. I hit 680 at reset. I got a Prime Engram. It dropped in the slot I needed. I hit 680.
Just in time for Tier 3, though.
All right. So literally.
The timing is good. Maybe Bungie did that on purpose.
We'll talk about some of the issues there. But I really, really enjoyed Tier 3. You guys haven't gotten to see it or anything yet?
Not yet. I haven't. Well, I mean, I watched you play Tier 3, so I already know. I know how it goes.
Video. Yeah. So basically, I won't spoil too much, but you fight a boss and you kill it at the end.
Oh.
So.
Like Destiny.
Yeah, like Destiny. It was pretty fun. I ran it with Teddy Charge and this guy, Don, who I just kind of ran into. I don't remember if it was LFG or what.
Nice.
But we ended up – well, I've been just playing nonstop. I'm hitting up the LFG. I'm just asking people that message me in the wild, like, hey, do you want to run stuff together? I ran with Datto for a full day.
Yeah, I saw
just
that.
To do the grind.
Nice.
And Tier 3 is pretty fun. Like, I actually like the mechanics of it and running through it. And it sucks that you guys haven't experienced it yet, so I guess I'll keep this segment brief. I'll just say this. I like Reckoning. It's probably my favorite piece of content in Season of the Drifter.
Nice.
I like the sort of horde mode powering up. I like playing it with friends. Playing it with randoms is a little bit more challenging, even Tier 1.
Well, you just need – like it's difficult. You need at least four people in. Like I tried to do it a couple times with three, and especially that Tier 2 side. You just almost can't do it.
It's like, really rough doing that mode with randoms.
Even Tier 1, I was like, res your teammates.
I was typing really poor at doing that,
Nobody's communicating in chat, and I'm just kind of like – what is happening?
I just keep thinking of this Reddit post. It's like, hey, guys, there's a glitch in the game. It's called rezzing.
Yeah, you can revive
your teammates. It's like, yeah, nobody does that.
Yeah, I literally counted down the full 30 seconds on boss phase. We fail, and I'm like, three people were down. You're not going to clear that boss by yourself, bro. Yeah.
It's the blueberry syndrome, the people who shoot the primeval without killing the envoy.
People just get laser focused on the
fast. But it is weird because
overall, though, I love Reckoning.
Yeah, and it's fun because, I mean, people want to jump in and experience this stuff like new. And because it's matchmaking, I know Bungie knows that that's going to happen. Yeah. I think it's a reason why when we had them on the show, I even said to them, hey, you guys have typically leaned away from matchmaking in these type of engaging, difficult content pieces. think to alleviate exactly what we're talking about right now, right? So
I do like that at least there are people doing it.
Yes.
Even Blindwell, people have been incentivized to do that for the Thorn Quest, which we'll talk about in just a second.
Yep.
But you'll go in and there's actually people there.
Yeah.
You can actually do Blindwell, so that was definitely a welcome.
That was coupled with the fact that they kind of fixed some of the Blindwell matchmaking issues, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of issues.
You could auto-populate. Yeah.
Their solution was walk against the wall very slowly,
slowly,
and maybe you'll get somebody.
Oh. That was also the Archon's Forge method as well.
Yeah.
And they basically confirmed it.
Rise of Iron Days, wow.
I really liked Tier 3. I liked sort of the reveal at the end. I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody. It's really, really fun, though. I like the wave-based stuff. I like how they change it up with each tier. Each tier is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
I mean, we're leaving this spoiler-free. We've all seen it, so...
He's talking about Tier 3.
You're talking about Tier 3. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the other thing. No, but Tier 3. Is there any kind of story content or anything after
Tier 3? Yeah, there's something that somebody like you wouldn't want to know.
Oh, cool.
So I'm not going to mention
it. Fantastic.
After you beat Tier 3, there's a little something or?
No, there's nothing afterwards. It's just.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to go into specifics.
Okay.
Like, next week, we can probably talk a little bit more openly, but I know the listeners would probably be shutting off the show if I were to give
it away. Cool. Yeah, no, that's great.
I'll just say I really like it.
Don't shut off the show.
Reckoning is probably my favorite part of this expansion.
Nice.
Just I just like hopping in with friends and just running through it. Let's talk about the Xur bounties.
Mm-hmm.
So we all did this or watched this. It is sort of a grindy quest. It's weird that you don't get one-to-one drops. It feels like you're farming.
When you say one-to-one.
Oh, so you mean
kill
when
you
guy,
kill a fallen, you don't
maybe
get
you'll get the essence. It would
go.
Maybe
it would
won't.
Go very fast. I mean, they could have just made it like get 40 fallen.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
samples
it would still be the same thing though.
It would, but it's just like why am I going 10 kills without just getting that fallen sample? It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. It definitely gives me a reason to sign on every week. Steven, you just experienced it.
I just finished it. I think it's fantastic. If you haven't done it. Go to Xur. He's on Titan. He's next to the rig.
The actual quest is nothing. Go do it. Write home about.
The quest is go run the strike on Earth with the
Lake of Shadows.
Lake of Shadows. Yeah,
and then
you.
Kill like 50 Cabal, Taken, and Fallen.
Yeah.
It's around 50.
Cabal are in Sunken and where else? And on the
upper,
I don't know the names.
When they war against each other, the Cabal and Fallen, that's a Trost great spot.
That's where I did it. It's like, that's where I did that and then just did the
Either way, though, after you finish the quest, there's a cutscene. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of story. We complained that there were no cutscenes of Black Army.
Yeah.
Bungie, listen. I'm assuming there's going to be a cutscene every week now.
If that's true, that is awesome.
Yeah. It's... Like I said, I think last week, I wasn't too excited about Game of Prime and Reckoning, but I was super excited about Drifter, Vanguard, and the Xur bounties, and
they delivered.
Yeah, exactly.
They delivered.
This is the thing that we said. Yeah, it's been missing typically in Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Like these cutscenes have not usually been there, except partially scattered at the beginning of a mission.
During the missions, yeah.
Yeah, or even near just the end of the game. But you played so much of Destiny 1 and for the most part Destiny 2, limited cutscenes.
Yeah, and people are. Like, I'm starting to feel the burn, too, because we've been doing the same content for a couple months now.
Yeah.
But
I want to really get into that.
Yeah, but I appreciate that they're giving us enticing storylines while we're doing this whole content. Mm-hmm. There's, like, there's a part during the game where they talk about the man with the golden gun and talking about Shin, and he was seen in the EDZ. Like, you're not doing any new content, but the fact that he's talking about that Shin is in the EDZ somewhere, that's pretty enticing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And, I really like the narrative aspects. There's more lore that you unlock each week. Mm-hmm. I definitely have a reason to go to Xur now. And also, it's a powerful drop.
Yeah,
so
it is.
It will help with
your
level.
It's a good powerful drop, not a plus one.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
most of the things going on in D2 right now.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably just get into that. The leveling's absolutely atrocious. This is the third time they have screwed up the leveling system. And they admitted they're like, we're investigating drops currently. Where people are saying they're getting light items that are lower than their current max light. So it is a bug that they're investigating, and it just sucks, especially when you have a piece of content like Tier 3 Reckoning that literally is barricaded. You have to be – your whole party has to be 680 in order for you to launch it, and you have to have
– So you can't even go in at a lower –
You cannot go in if you're not 380, and you need to have a fully upgraded synthesizer. Now, I went in at 680 basically on the dot, hit it at reset – barely made it to that light level, largely because I was held back by these drops.
Yeah.
I literally got three cloaks back to back as my powerful drops on my Hunter.
RNG.
And I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
But there's supposed to be a system in place to prevent those sort of things.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. And just to be clear, what you're saying is you don't mind that the pinnacle activity is barricaded at 680. I don't mind that at all. If it's a pinnacle activity, you should be a certain light level to get to it. You're just complaining about the process to get to 680.
So it's twofold. One, if I want to try it at 640, let me go in and try it with my friends. You know, if I'm launching with friends, let me do it that way. Give me an option to go in and do the more challenging mode on my lower level character.
So you just rather not be barricaded at all.
Correct. Like with the raids, Frank could go in and do the raid back in the day.
Yeah.
But he couldn't complete it. We were able to go in way underleveled and attempt it. And to me, whether or not this is true, it honestly feels like falsely inflating the amount of time that you're going to spend with this particular expansion.
I agree that you should be able to play the content at whatever level. But to play devil's advocate, because it's matchmaking, you wouldn't want to be matchmade with like 580.
Right. It does introduce new problems for sure.
And I think that's their only answer to this.
Correct. So twofold things. If you're going to do that, make sure your drops are working properly.
Yeah.
I'm really, really upset about this. I ran two characters and I got one light level increase. Mm-hmm. I did everything in 1 week.
Yeah. And you're grinding this level because you're doing the review for this season.
Yeah.
I said last week on the show that I don't feel any incentive to get, to grind to 700. Because there's nothing to grind for besides the tier 3 Reckoning, which I'm going to get eventually if I just keep playing. But it's a little disheartening to me when you do get multiple drops of the same drop and you're doing the same con you've been doing for the past couple months.
So honestly?
It does get, to put it plainly, it does get boring.
I needed armor drops on my Hunter. I got 7 weapon drops back to back, and I had to shut up. I was livid yesterday. Anybody who saw the stream knew I was really salty.
I was salty when
I left the office. I was ready to like uninstall the game because I was just so mad.
That to me.
Yeah.
But no, like, it's tough.
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
No, I feel you.
Like when your RNG is this messed up. It's crazy.
Like, no, I get where you're coming from. Like you're doing the strikes, you're doing the gamut, you got to do 5 crew smashes. You're doing the same thing over and over again. Yeah. And to not get the thing you need. I understand that it is RNG, but like imagine doing it over and over for weeks and weeks and weeks and you're getting the same stuff over and over again and you're not getting that level cap because of that one drop. And it gets worse when you have let's see, there's 8 total slots, right, for power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you have 7. Let's say you have 7 gear pieces that are like 670, and the one thing is like 660, and you need that to be higher, and you don't get that, dude, you're screwed.
I did the work. I got the grind. I got in at the buzzer, basically, this week, and I never want to – that was not fun. Don't do it that way. If you're watching, do not do the no-life grind.
Oh,
man. It's absolutely miserable.
So it's so weird to hear you guys both talk like this. Like, you're playing Destiny. Like – I get what you guys are saying, and I get that you're no-lifing it. I mean, you guys have to both understand there's a complete other side of this, which is most of people who are casual who are going to listen to what you guys are saying and think you guys are absolutely crazy. So I'm just saying there's a perspective like that.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
And that's what I'm saying. So you guys just ranted almost for 10 minutes, and there's a completely other side of people, myself included.
Yeah, people that are just going to wait to get in, which is what I was doing originally, and having a great time. That is how it should be done.
And that's the key, because I'll say this. I don't feel that urgency at all. Now, you're saying you feel a little bit burnt out and haven't been incentivized to grind.
Well, here's the thing. I don't feel urgency at all. I'm like 655 right now.
Yeah, I'm
feeling this way because I said, I'll do the – Sorry,
go ahead. No, I'm like about 663 or something. And so, I actually like the fact that right now, exactly what you're talking about, I have not experienced because – I do not feel that urgency to go into Reckoning.
Well,
like, tier 3 will be there next week.
Here's the crazy thing. I started telling people, I'm like, you know, it requires 680 because I found out this week. Like, it was like one line in the TWAB.
Yeah.
It's like, requires 680 to enter.
Yeah.
Requires. And that is the first time I had heard about it this week. Thank God I casually was grinding on my Titan.
When you say casually.
Exactly.
No, casually. Well, then I found out before reset and I went hardcore to like get as much done as
casual
I could.
Casual grind. Well,
here's the thing about your argument. Destin is feeling this type of way because he had to do it in such a short amount of time. And
yeah.
Yeah. But, and you're saying you don't feel incentive. You can do it in a long period of time.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if you take your first 30 drops of Destin,
yeah,
no matter how fast he does it, so he does it in a week, he gets 30 drops.
Yeah.
You take a month, you get 30 drops. If those 30 drops still don't help you out in the long run, that's a problem with the system. It's not a problem with the being burned out.
Yeah, but with all the stuff that you can do in every different type of event, from PvP to Reckoning to Gambit, this and that, like if you're actually playing that much Destiny a day that you're literally concerned about your 30 drops and mathematically like stacking it out. Like, we had these issues, and I remember the conversation with Fran because, you know, it sounds a little
That's
bit
what
like,
we had to do for the raid.
Yeah, but the raid, like, to me, there was a competition for World's First. Mm-hmm. That seems like there was an incentive. Tier 3 is what?
No. Did I mention we did Tier 3?
That's not
what
I'm talking about.
No, but that's what I'm talking about. Like, I get it. You're talking about the mathematics of Destiny within the context of RNG and loot and dropping and all that stuff, mm-hmm, and not getting to that light level.
Yeah.
Well, cool. But why do you need to get to Tier 3, like, right away today?
Because you paid for the content and you want to experience it?
Well,
I'm talking about this.
I feel like we've been going back and forth. This Tier 3 is not going away. So there's no...
You're talking about getting there whenever. Yeah. I'm talking about the system itself.
For sure.
If you have 30 drops...
I understand.
It doesn't matter how long it takes you to get those 30 drops.
Yes.
And 20 of those are weapons and 10 of those are armor.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the system.
I'm just listening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
do you not agree with that?
Yeah, I do. But again, I've suggested multiple times saying like, okay, you could go to a Prime Engram and then it could potentially assess your slots and let you pick, almost the way Destiny was when you walked up the Vanguards.
That is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. But that has never been the way Destiny is.
Destiny 1.
And that's what we're talking about.
Destiny 1.
That's the
problem. Destiny 1, you could pick which slot you got depending on which vendor was selling.
If you went up to there, you could pick some. It would still be a 1 in whatever chance.
1 in 4.
Yeah, but you at least potentially would get only armor. But again, the game has been like this forever. To me, it's like, I understand. I'm not disagreeing with you guys, but to expect that going in, it's like, I don't know. Like, RNG is in the game. It's not saying mandatorily, oh, you're missing this low piece, you're going to get it. No, it's never been like that.
Saying it's been like
the game is not...
Saying you're complacent with a bad grind.
No, because to me, it's like, but if you guys are saying, okay, I don't have this one slot, so automatically the game should give me that?
No, that's not what we're saying.
No.
I know, but it's RNG. You are saying there should be some protection within those 30, that it should automatically be one of those 30 that gives you that slot.
It's been communicated to us that is
the case.
I
agree with Destin. It has been communicated to us that they are weighing it, but it doesn't seem like that.
But exactly, because if it's based on RNG, it would not be an RNG system. Like, I get it. If it's not going to be outward, external, and mandatory, then it's not RNG. You guys are advocating for it not to be RNG, so I don't know what that looks like.
No,
it looks like Destiny 1.
I mean, even Destiny 1, though, it was not that. Like, it was RNG.
I did not have these problems in Destiny 1, and they further...
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had all the problems.
Not with grinding up to Power Light. I never remember having to play like this in Destiny 1.
Crota, remember Forever 20, you don't remember Forever 29?
Well, yeah, you would do the raid,
and
then you would get powered up. But you would just kind of play the game and you would power up.
Yeah,
there was no throttling of power engrams. Like, those don't transfer over.
I was 30 and 20. I was 31 forever doing Crota because I never got the boots dropped.
Let me rephrase. That is a raid run, right? You get your top tier gear by running the old raids, right?
Yeah.
That I was largely okay with. It was frustrating because you didn't get the drop in the slot that you needed, right? You would repeatedly get cloak. That problem still exists.
It does. And all I'm saying is, what is your guys' solution to the problem? Like, I accept that this is what Destiny is.
If
you're
going to tell us,
if
you're going to tell us that it's actually weighed, then actually show us that. Because when I'm getting three cloaks back to back as drops, that tells me your system's broken. And there's this hidden mathematical formula behind the veil that we don't get to see. Like, oh no, we're definitely calculating it. And it's like,
I think one of the
even a tiny thing like taking your prime engrams to the Cryptarch and asking for it to be a weapon or an armor would be a lot better.
That is what I've suggested the last like dozen times, because that's the way it was with D1.
We're not advocating that RNG gets completely removed.
But you kind of are.
Black Armory?
No, we're not.
Black Armory
sort of
solves for that largely. It gives you a drop in whatever slot you want.
Right, because that's a system that has a path.
And then you have a guaranteed armor drop.
The same way the synth system is for when you're grinding out Reckoning with Gambit. an armor.
Well, you don't get to choose. You don't get to choose which
invader.
Armor
like,
you get.
It's not mixing matches. Yeah. So
to answer your question, CJ, I would say the Black Armory system of how you get to choose your drops is a really good system.
But that's the same. It's the same thing though with that, because you don't get to choose armor. The only armor you get, like the power drops of armor you get in Black Armory.
At least you don't get weapons
when you complete the two bounties. But kind of a side note to guys, all your guys' point is, I think that with Destiny, or maybe the Destiny community has done like a thing where they've cultivated an environment where you want to get to the content as fast as possible.
Absolutely.
Otherwise you feel left behind.
Yeah.
So people who don't have Thorn right now probably feel like they're just out of the loop because they don't have it.
See, that one I'm okay with, because I know it's like,
yeah, yeah,
it's
no,
just
it's a grind.
Time.
It's a time just grind. But like with the Destiny community, it's like the thing is like, get to the raid as fast as you can. Yeah. Get the best weapons as fast as you can.
But that's my point with Tier 3 right now. What's the urgency?
Well, for me, it's the review.
But I get that.
But the thing that bothered me was, this was communicated last week Thursday, that there was a light level requirement, meaning we literally had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 5 days to do week one. And then we had week two, right?
Yeah.
And I think that should have been communicated earlier. If you were going to literally lock us out of something, I think that needed to be communicated earlier.
Yeah.
That's all.
It was
the raid. We kind of know what a raid is. We know what a nightfall is.
Yeah.
It's
expectations.
It's kind of the same problem that happened with the beginning of Black Armory. When Black Armory first dropped, the entry light level required to play the first Forge was kind of high for most players.
Yeah.
So a lot of people couldn't experience the new content right out of the gate. So that's kind of the same thing going in with Tier 3 of Reckoning. It's like, all right, cool. I have this new content. It's out today. I can't play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, well, that's the thing.
They fixed it and then they didn't.
I'm not talking about urgency at all. Like, I actually like this new format of content that they're giving. I don't feel the urgency to get to max light. I don't feel the urgency to do Tier 3. I'm talking about, like, they should give us more venues, more approaches to get, like, armor drops or weapon drops. It can still be RNG.
Absolutely.
But it should
instead
be,
of 1 out of 15,
1 out,
of 4 or
yeah,
5.
You have a 1 out of 8 chance of getting the thing you need, but if you split that in half, it becomes more friendly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't care that I'm not ready for Tier 3.
Yeah, me either. That's all I'm saying. Like, I would like to play it, but yeah, this is the first time where I've actually enjoyed just playing the content at a rate where I'm not feeling panicked or I feel left out. Like, I don't feel left out, because with the raid, I wanted to compete and, you know, be like a raid race.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you.
I'm
just talking about the drop system itself.
Yeah.
Also, I was taking this really casually, having a great time doing it that way. And then late in the game, it was communicated that there would be an actual barrier to enter a piece of the content. And that's what bothered me, basically, because all along it's like, no raid. This is just going to be a different piece of content. It's going to focus on Gambit and the Reckoning. By the way, 680 got by, you know, good luck. And I'm like, I told IGN I would review this, and now I'm kind of effed.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. So
it's for me personally, and I see this on Reddit. So it's a multifaceted problem. One, drops are actually effed.
Yeah.
They're not working properly. They are dropping lower than your light level, which should not happen.
That was a bug in the beginning.
And they've acknowledged it.
Last time for Last Wish, the weekly bounties weren't populating properly, which throttled your drops. And there was something that happened before that. I was talking to Charge and Teddy, who don't actually exist.
They do.
We joke that they don't exist. And they said there was another expansion where the drops weren't working properly at launch. And I'm like, it feels like you're purposefully throttling our progression so that it feels like we have these activities to chase.
I wouldn't go that far.
But that's what it feels like. Whether or not that's true, that's how a lot of the community feels. And that's what was – like, I've been LFGing all week, and people are pissed that they can't get to 680.
Yeah.
Because now we have this barrier that has been set. And it's because of the matchmaking issue.
Yeah.
That part I understand.
It's kind of similar to what happened with Forsaken. Remember – The weekly reset didn't happen when it should have happened.
So it was like almost
And then if you did do it, you did not get that drop, and you were
power per hour.
You were kind of punished for Bungie's mistake. Really.
Rip Fran Mirabella.
Yeah, you lost a week of power engrams because you played.
Yeah,
but again, the raid was a race. Yes. I get the frustration.
I'm not talking about urgency at all. Yeah. I'm talking about the drop system itself. Like
for sure.
Like if there was a race, let's say there was a race for the raid.
Yeah.
And you play the same amount of time as the next guy next to you, but he got super lucky and is like 6-7 lights higher than you.
Mm-hmm.
There should be an armor or armor weapon choice, kind of a path where you don't get to choose primary special heavy, but you do get to at least get a weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what Fran was saying like mm-hmm. 4 months ago or 5 months ago when Forsaken launched.
With the last wish, right?
You with the last wish. Like, that's why he was so mad. Now, for the most part, like, I'm not saying I disagree with you.
There's a whole thing about that.
Well, but you're talking mm-hmm. skill. We know that you guys are doing it right. And when you're talking skill, I know that you're talking about doing it in an efficient, grindy way. That's the right way.
Yeah. When you present.
But a lot of that is not communicated to the player, usually up front, and you're figuring some stuff out because a lot of this is new, right? Like, Gambit's new and the Reckoning's new. There's that exploration side of it. But I know what you're saying. You approach it from a very strategic precision. So do you, scalpel way of going about it, right? So
I don't mind doing the grind. I will put in the work if I know I have to put in the work to access a piece of content mm-hmm. like I would for a raid.
If you know it's working properly.
Yeah, if I know it's working properly. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Here's the ways that you can power up. All right, I did something. I got a -2 power increase. What the F? And that's how the community feels, right? And that's all I'm trying to say. If you're going to launch a new piece of content, make sure your drops are working properly.
Yeah.
And they also took away a bunch of avenues. Like, you can't stack up things that have a power drop.
I don't mind that. Yeah. I'm glad they took that out.
Because
it evens out the race.
Well, stacking bounties to just hoard for the next drop and then you're –
It kind of ruins the point.
I'm glad that they implemented that change. Yeah.
I'm defending the casual. I can't believe this. And that's because I am the casual. So I just played Thorn last night.
I think you're having a different conversation. We're literally talking about a broken drop system.
I know that.
And you're saying I'm cool because I can do it casually.
Yes, because when you say the community, you're basically eliminating everybody who doesn't want to grind every single day.
Here, I'll play devil's advocate. A casual player's 1 hour plays, let's say 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
As a casual player, if you play for a month straight and you put that time in, but you're still not at that level that you think you should be, that's super disheartening for that player. We're not talking about hardcore casual at all. We're talking about a system that rewards you for the time you put into a game.
Absolutely.
That's not working properly.
I agree. But to me, it's like, I don't know. I guess I adapt differently to situations. To me, if you're playing Destiny and are still mad at that, like,
we're not mad at it.
No, I know, but like, it's what it is. Like, I'm saying, like, that is what Destiny is. I know you guys are saying you want it to not be that way, and you want ways to improve it,
so we suggested ways to improve
it.
Exactly. The critique I have is that it's literally dropping negative power levels.
Yeah.
In the slot.
The biggest takeaway is that we don't want to play hours and hours and hours, finally get that power drop, and that power drop be under
your level.
Not under just your overall level, but under the level of the item you already have.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what you're saying, like, I understand. When you experience that, though, in a compressed window of 5 hours or 8 hours, though, and you're talking about comparing that to a casual. I know, but what I'm saying is your mind does not think the other way. Like,
No, I am thinking the other way.
Well, right,
Steven is playing casual.
He
doesn't care.
Casually.
Right.
And you keep getting a gun. Are you okay with that?
I mean,
and you can't experience other content eventually because you're not getting the other drops.
Well, my point is, so I am playing casually. That's the way I'm
like
playing right now with Thorn. Yeah, and
I
don't have that urgency. I understand what you guys are saying, but my point is, I am not measuring it like that in my brain, and I'm not approaching the activities like that at all.
So you're fine with this system.
It's not about being fine with it. Though you guys are min-maxing for something. Yeah, I don't know. Out of a sense of urgency. But you guys are, in a way.
We're not. We're talking about the broken drop system.
I know you're talking about
why you're okay with it.
I'm not okay with a broken drop system, but it's fundamentally based on RNG. We're having two different conversations.
Yeah. I'm not talking about a compressed window at all. I'm saying, like, if you put in X amount of time, you should be rewarded for that.
Sure. With an RNG system? Like, rewarded in what way?
All right, we're done with this.
That's what I mean. It doesn't make sense. You can go back and forth forever.
But his main point.
There's a prime engrams and power engrams to level up. I understand. But when has Destiny ever been that? The system is not in there right now. You want a system. I get it.
But you keep bringing back
Because that's Destiny, what it is. Like, you want it not to be RNG. I understand.
No, we never said that. Okay.
That's not what we're saying.
I think his main point is that he doesn't want to play for 2 weeks and his power drops be mostly weapons. And then just his armor on this side is just sitting.
Yeah, you
because
be
he's just
like
much lower than his weapon, so he can't get that higher.
You should be able to get a high drop that is an armor piece.
If you can't
for
do,
sure.
If you can't do tier 3 until next season,
so if you
is
agree
that okay?
That, why are you like...
I'm not, but right now, those systems are not in the game. So because they're not in the game, I'm not playing the game expecting that to happen. Like, you guys are expecting it to happen. You're saying it's frustrating because it's
not. No,
we're
not expecting that to happen. We're giving... So that we're giving feedback.
You're straight up mad that you weren't able to hit 680.
There's two facets to this, right? One, I couldn't hit 680, so I'm pissed about that. Two, a large piece of the reason why I couldn't hit that light level is because their drops are fucking broken. They're literally broken,
that.
CJ. They're dropping
that.
Negative two power level. So that is
it's an
part
actual
of the
it's an actual bug in the game. And that's what these
it's a bug that is in the help center, and that's what we're critiquing. We're saying, hey, if you're going to launch this content, make sure your system is functioning properly.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
I agree.
And your thing about the casual grind, I do agree with. Actually, that is the better way to experience the content.
Yeah.
So gate, can we agree on that?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And then, the gate to 680, I agree with you on that too. Mm-hmm. I don't think there should be like a power blocking you from entering that. Like if you want to enter it with other people at 660 and 670, you should be able to. But Steven's right. The matchmaking part of it introduces probably other things that they need to account for.
Yeah.
So
with the matchmaking thing, Destiny does a pretty good job of bundling people together with similar light levels. Mm-hmm. Like if you went like I know it was an exploit, but if you put your power level down to like 180 in the Black Armory to get the lore pages, you're not going to match up with people who are of like 620, 630 because like the game won't let you guys match together.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like I don't think that would really be an issue for those types of cases.
That would be okay.
But
and we were trying to answer your question when you said, how would you fix it? We were giving examples how to fix it. And I think that kind of got lumped in with the we're talking about a broken system and we're talking about the RNG system. They're two multifaceted systems.
They are. They do kind of encompass like all of what Destiny is though. There's Prime Engram.
The way you're doing
drops and the rest of that stuff. Like, I mean, you can't like take those parts out of it and only say that, oh, this would fix it.
Yeah.
Like they do like, I know we're talking about two different things, but they all do pool collectively in how Destiny operates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we are not saying get rid of RNG.
Yeah.
That's what makes it a looter shooter.
Overall,
and that makes that excitement.
Just let us have power drops that don't drop two below our light.
That's it.
We can end the conversation. Yeah. I'm not the host.
What else do we have to talk about? We have the Thorn Bounty.
We're normally
CJ.
Much more in love, Brian.
As it's written here, actually, it's the Torn Bounty.
Oh, I'm tired. Okay?
You're good.
The Torn Bounty and the quest for Vanguard or Drifter. So, going back to the positive stuff, the quest lines are really cool.
Yeah.
I like that the Drifter kind of talks smack if you end up picking
Vanguard. Yeah, he calls you a snitch. And you do that at the beginning of a round, too. It's like, hey, snitch, we got taken over here at this side. Yeah. And you're just like,
yeah.
Oh, man, this guy does not like me.
Yeah, yeah, you sell him out.
He's great, man.
I haven't finished the quest line. Have you?
I finished the whole quest line. It's cool, but kind of a side note to it is there something going on in the community right now that like if you are going in LFG and you're like and you group up with people to raid, they will ask you who you side with.
Yeah.
If you side with the wrong people, they will kick you.
That is
really
awesome.
Raid.
Yeah, there's been multiple reports of it on Reddit. Like somebody's like, oh, I sided with the Vanguard, so this group of Drifter people kicked me out of the LFG.
That's great.
And like went with somebody else. Like I was like, I don't know if I like that or if I do like that.
No,
I
love that's it. Great.
Because like, it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's a toxic thing,
like
but it's like with Gjallarhorn.
Cue.
But like,
it's like a visual cue that you could,
or almost something like the like title system.
Yeah,
with,
to see
like
which
it's like if you just see their name hovering over them, somehow you can see like a symbol of like Drifter or Vanguard. That'd be
I think that would be cool. And didn't this leak that this would be a Destiny 3 thing? Like you would pick Alliance or Darkness or Light. Basically, back in the day.
Oh, yeah. There was
I wonder
that,
if
was
some this comments. Is was, what yeah. they were sort of hinting at, or if some they're rumors. Experimenting with it right now. Because remember when we got the season where we had the Easy Bake Oven and we would cook everything? Now we're experiencing that in the game, and I feel it's poorly implemented for the Reckoning, actually.
You don't like cooking moats?
We were talking about this. So you take a moat, you put it in the transmog thing, then you take
transmog.
That moat, then you put it in the other thing, and then you do the thing, and then you go to the thing, and then you pull it out. Why don't I just put my tokens or whatever in the thing,
and
then win, and then it drops?
The thing was that, like, lore-wise, creating the moat makes sense. Yeah. But from a gameplay perspective, we're kind of just like, why am I going through all these avenues when I could just put the sense in the thing, go do Reckoning, get my loot, and get out.
And it's funny, we did talk about that last week. And reading the comment section, there's a few people who actually were saying, actually, guys, it wasn't that difficult to figure out. Like, it's maybe not clear, but it's not, like, once you do it once, it's not.
It's unnecessary.
Not yeah, it's unnecessary. Yeah. And we all agreed that the way it was done with the oven in the Dawning was better. It was a little bit more clear.
I think everybody just liked the fact that it was a really, really good enhancement core farm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah.
Too.
Like they, yeah. once that went away, you're like, oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but I, so I haven't gotten it yet. I started playing a little bit last night. I set a timer. I wanted to see how fast I could do it. So I think the game is, this is what I was talking about.
Wait,
RNG.
Which thing?
This Thorn. So I'm
The Thorn Bounty.
The Thorn Bounty.
I have to like, do it still
in the quest. So I appreciate it. I tried Thorn on Brian Malkowitz. Steven confirmed
you tried it
not
on me.
Two tap in PvP.
It's a two head, one
it's
head.
It's good though.
Body.
It burns.
It does. It burns. And so it's weird. I was playing PvP and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, why am I burning? It's like, oh, so Worm Husk fixes that. Shade step out of that, get some health back. But it is, I mean, so for the most part, if you're a PvP fan, this actually is a fun quest to do when you're playing PvP.
Well, the great thing about the quest is like, well, the PvP thing's at the end of it.
Yes.
But you have the choice
leading
and,
up
in
to
like
it.
Three or four of the different quest steps
yes.
to shoot, like to go, like, hey, you can go do these strikes or kill these enemies,
yeah. do these
or,
bounties,
or kill warlocks, yeah. titans.
So good. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually
I like
does
that a lot.
Fix yep. the problem of, hey, this is only a PvP centric thing. Yeah. Like, so the, I know that the end and the last part of it is still PvP centric. Yeah. I think obviously they wanted to do that just because of the way Destiny 1 was, but I appreciate the steps leading up to that. And if you're a PvP fan, you're not going to mind this, the last step at the end anyway.
Outside of the Thorn Quest, I want to see that more in Destiny.
Yeah. Whereas, absolutely.
Where these cool weapons you get, like, just cater to both audiences.
Every side.
It's like, hey, you don't want to do this? Well, then you can do it this way.
Yeah.
How about the throwback about the resources that you're actually collecting?
Oh, yeah.
Hardonic essence and
plastic plating. Sapphire wire.
Sapphire wire. That was really cool.
The spider selling Galahorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little nod there.
Oh, that's so trolly.
Such a tease.
So trolly.
Yeah. It's excellent though.
Yeah.
I really like the quest line.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think the Allegiance thing is fantastic.
Yeah.
I like the stories in Xur. It's just,
the Allegiance thing to go back on that. I think that's really cool. Like we are missing a bit of the faction situation since they've pulled that out of the game. Like Dead Orbit and New Monarchy and Future War Cult. The fact
maybe this will improve it.
Yeah. Like the fact that when you were saying that that's happening, I like that because that component of Destiny was dramatically missing in Destiny 2. Like to me, it was like, oh, what are you? You'd say that and somebody like, oh, Dead Orbit for life or, you know, and you didn't have that at all in Destiny 2. It just did not feel the same way with that activity that they implemented. So this is the first time I think I've felt that way about actually choosing a side and knowing, okay, yeah, people will, they'll have like a lean one way or the other. And when we don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's cool.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
How did everybody side?
I did Vanguard on my Hunter and Drifter on my
Vanguard on my Warlock, and then my next one's going to be Drifter.
What's your real choice, though? That's
real
all
choice
I want to know.
Drifter.
I had to do Vanguard on my Hunter because of Cade, though.
Oh, see, like
Vanguard, man,
get out!
I win Vanguard.
No, just
I win Vanguard, man. Like my boy, Cade.
So
my boy
why?
Cade,
why did you make that? Like, what connection did you have that made you make that decision?
Because I was like, well, Cade, you know, he died, and it's like, well, I want to do this for Cade. I'm a Vanguard guy, but then you go through the, I don't want to spoil anything, but then you go
it's
through
the weird
quest.
Though.
And Cade's like, you betrayed me.
It's not even really Vanguard.
Yeah.
It's not, but that was the disappointing part. As I chose Vanguard.
Order or Drifter.
Yeah, I chose Vanguard for Vanguard, but then you go throughout the entire quest and you're like, the Vanguard never came into play at this
but
at
see,
any point.
Yeah. See, I don't know anything yet, but Teeny, that's those letters. I can tell when I'm being coerced into doing something.
I really like the letters.
The letters are great, but they're pushing me to the Drifter because I feel like whatever's happening from those letters, I'm not buying it.
But argument on the other side is that we already know that the Drifter is dabbling in the darkness.
Oh, for sure.
And so it's like if you have that other – when you're looking at it from a different morals perspective, you're like, well, I don't want to go with that guy because he's screwing around with the darkness.
Yeah.
Like get this guy out of here.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. To me, like so even watching all the last parts leading up to – when we decided to pull the trigger on Aldrin there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was all that like moral.
Well, we didn't actually make that decision.
But that's my point.
I wish we could have.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there was that moral conflict that was leading to that moment, and we still don't know. Like you know, they didn't really say.
Also, what's going on with that?
That's what I mean.
What?
We don't really know.
Oh, the queen and
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't. They just teased. Like they teased what Aldrin coming back to life, getting a ghost,
yeah,
potentially becoming the guardian.
Queen's gone.
Queen disappears. And
yeah,
I mean, I'm assuming all of that is either Destiny 3 or they're teasing it for some big expansion coming. I think it's gonna be Opulence. I think it'll be the big expansion. But
sorry, off topic a little bit, but not really. Is it Season of the Drifter or is it Joker's Wild?
Well,
Season of the Drifter.
It's Season of the Drifter, but Bungie or Deej more specifically said
they dropped
the name. But if you go in the game, it's still like collection tab, like the badge for it says Joker's Wild. It says get all the Joker's Wild loot to get this triumph, and it's like, well, it's Season of the Drifter, but I think they just forgot to delete some things in the game. So some of it still says Joker was wild in the game.
Might patch that later.
Yeah. But I think with Opulence, I don't think it's going to be Penumbra like a lot of people think. No. It's going to be Season of Opulence.
They're having a summit for that, I think, next month.
Yeah. I saw GLAAD and a couple of people tweeting that they're going to be there maybe at the end of March or something like that.
So real quick, this is the second thing that we've been exposed to within the annual pass. Mm-hmm. We have Black Armory. Now we have Seasons of the Drifter. I'm leaning towards Season of the Drifter being the better piece of content thus far. Oh. There are positive aspects about Black Armory.
Yeah.
The focus grind is what really, like...
Mm-hmm. In Black Armory, it was good.
Say again?
In Black Armory, it was good.
In Black Armory, just being like, oh, I got to choose exactly which gun I want to grind every single time.
Yes.
That was kind of the kicker for me on that one, but...
You like that?
I like that. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. I think it was opening up the Forge and then not being able to have it be across multiple characters.
Yeah.
All the comments that I see people leaving on Fireteam Chat is,
dear God. And they said they can't do it.
We can't open it and make it for one character. If it was only for you needed to just open up on one character and that progressed, I think people would have liked that a lot better
as a person who runs all three classes, Titan Hunter and Warlock, I've done a lot of Black Armory and I've never felt the need to have that each forge open on each character. So
exactly,
I don't have the final forge open on my Titan, and I don't have like 3 and 4 opened on my Hunter.
I have them open on one.
It's a tough grind, and it's just like, I don't.
You did? It's rough.
I never felt the need to. Yeah.
No.
Okay, the grinds could probably use a little work. I haven't had time to really think about it, but overall, I do like what I'm grinding toward.
Yeah.
Like with the Zur bounties, you're grinding toward a cool cutscene that gives you more insight into what's going on with the Drifter.
Yes.
With Thorn, you're grinding to get this pinnacle exotic weapon.
Yeah, multiple avenues to get to it as well. Yeah.
With the Vanguard versus Drifter, I think that one could be fleshed out a little bit more. It does have moments within, but I think there could have been a payoff.
So is there more?
Is there a payoff at the end? Is there a cutscene or
there, no?
Just
there's
some
no
dialogue.
Thing. You
at
get
the,
the thing. The biggest reward for finishing the quest line is that weekly you get a drop.
Yeah,
like each reset here.
Yeah,
like
but that
Ikora or Drifter's
going to
do. That's, I think they'll evolve that. But is that it for the Allegiance quest? No.
It's every week.
So is there a new thing every week for that?
There's a new thing every week.
Just same with Zur bounties?
Yes.
I know there's – yeah, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's no payoff. So I haven't finished that and I haven't finished Thorn. That's what I need to do before I can finish the review.
Yeah, there's no like cutscene payoff or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like
– know of yet.
But are you gonna wait until like experiencing all that? That's the tricky part for me.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, Internet. I know you don't agree with me, but –
You can't because you can't – put out a review 8 weeks later.
Yeah, you want me to advise people what they're going to experience in a piece of content.
Based on this Zur, this 1 week of Zur bounties, you can kind of just make your opinion.
Okay,
There's seven more weeks of next week
bounties from the Drifter or the Vanguard.
Yeah,
that's interesting. And I'm mostly positive about that stuff, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
but like unlocking all four forges. I don't know. But
well,
if something,
wasn't the fourth forge was automatically unlocked, right?
Yeah. Here's the thing about IGN's reviews.
On everything.
Yeah. Here's the thing about IGN reviews. If at the end of the content season, I want to go back and rescore it or something like that, I can do that.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I needed to do that with Black Armory. What did Black Armory end up being? A bunch of grindy quests where you unlock a thing.
Well, yeah,
there was a raid. There was a broken puzzle that they had to actually patch and fix so that GLAAD could finish it for everybody.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, people are like, are you going to re-review it now? I'm like, well, it was broken. I mean, it would probably bring the score down.
I mean, you gave it what?
I gave it a 5.5. I was pretty harsh on Black Armory.
Yeah.
And Yeah,
I agree with that score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I'm feeling better about this one.
Yeah, Season Drifter. So here's one of the things I do want to talk real quick on, because I kind of agree with this as well. Bit of a negative thing. I do appreciate the different gear that you can grind for. I really wish that there had been an upgrade path of the gear acquired rather than multiple sets.
That's exactly why I didn't spend any of my cents on
the earlier ones.
I was like, what's the point?
Exactly. So
I want that tier 3 gear. I'm going to save my mats for that.
Like, yeah. It also sounds like you're only supposed to be able to get 20.
20 what?
Stack. Like a stack of 20.
Oh, a stack of 20?
Yeah.
Which?
I haven't maxed it.
Because they just don't want you like hoarding that.
I think
I'm not saying I agree with that, but
they did that in Black Armor.
They did that with Black Armor as well too. Only like 20.
Bungie doesn't want you to become Destiny rich.
Yeah.
So they'll do what they can to prevent you.
Because I think what happens is if you look at like how many Crucible tokens you have in Black Armory,
I have like 2,000 Crucible tokens and I do not play Crucible.
Okay, but that's my point. I think that when it comes to those economy things, they realize that they made a mistake at launch with that token system being an infinite cap or not having any kind of cap. And then they can't take that system and evolve it anyway because they're not going to be able to delete your tokens.
Hey,
right?
You know what I'd spend my tokens on? If vendors had more than one gun available or like an armor set.
Yeah.
You remember when Zavala had tiers of loot to get through? So if you grinded strikes and then you would level up throughout the season and then you could get like one cool,
that
awesome,
was
good weapon at the end there.
That's gone.
Yeah.
I think they got rid of that one because like I have so many strike tokens.
But that's
that,
what
like,
I mean.
I would get that level like immediately.
Day one of the season.
Things I do miss a lot about Destiny 1 is every time there was new DLC, all the vendors would get a refresh.
Yeah. That was super cool.
So vendor refresh, I saw that in the comment that I wanted to hit on. And then definitely the vault space because of the tiered armory section, right? Like if you want to actually collect all the different pieces, because they do look a little bit different and they're tiered, you have to like store them all.
Yeah.
So I wish there was a way if you got all the different invader set that you could just upgrade it with each of the tiers or some kind of upgrade mechanic.
Because there's no point to have
two. We introduced collections, by the way. Collections don't work for year two. So you got to hoard all your stuff.
Well, which is weird because like
why haven't you figured that out yet?
It's weird. I just noticed it like with Season of the Drifter. But if you go in and you look at the new weapons, they have a predetermined role.
They have
that on
Black Armory too.
But like what I got was different from what my collection said. So I was like, why can't the system just work to where like whatever you get dropped first is the weapon that you pull from?
I think the role they show in the collections is like the god role.
That's a good idea.
They did that in Black Armory.
But that system wouldn't be able to be implemented for everybody because it'd be all custom. Like that's the thing. True. It needs to be the same for everybody. So whatever the role is.
If you look at the role.
Well, wait. They're already doing that for everybody.
Well, they're doing it for all of season one, right? For everything like year one. Like,
if you look at year two weapons in the collections.
Yeah, they have a role.
Everybody has the same role in the collection.
Right.
Like it's not different for everybody. Yeah. So I don't see why that can't be. The role you can,
I agree.
You could make it hot trash for all I care.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I just want to know that I have that.
I don't really care too much about pulling things from collections. Like, I never really do.
I mean, I think they know that too.
Yeah.
There must be something.
Yeah. It's got to be some UI.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the bad drops. Maybe that's what's holding them back.
Are we still friends?
We got a little spicy this episode.
We still friends?
So
Steven, Dest, and I after this are gonna like go in the pit and yell at each other for another hour and a half.
That often happens after the show. We'll go argue out in the pit. And then people are like, hey, shut up about Destiny for 2 seconds.
And then we gotta go for lunch and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think people actually genuinely appreciate these things. And for the most part, I'm playing devil's advocate in a way. I agree with you guys, but it is...
That's all we have time for.
All right. No, I look at the comments weekly, and so I definitely want to make sure that, you know...
I stop doing that.
No, I believe that in my head that I'm a casual... or that I was like hardcore at one point in time, and I am not now. I'm not playing the game as hardcore. Some of it is because there's less PvP focused and because there's other games right now. Yeah. Apex Legends I'm playing a lot of. But
a lot of people are playing Division 2.
And a lot of people are playing Division. But again, there's less of a PvP grind for Destiny and more of just PvE type content, which is great. I just don't feel the need to attack it the same way we used to. And I feel honestly better for that reason.
I did too. Yeah. I was having a great time and then I found out, oh, F, There is a barrier that I didn't know about until Thursday.
Yeah,
true.
Oh no.
Yeah,
and then like fighting with my girlfriend because I'm playing the game too much. I'm like, honey, you don't get it.
That's
like,
all we had time for. Now we're getting
real personal.
Exactly. I was gonna say, whoa.
Yeah. No, like it's totally fine. But
CJ has three kids, right?
Yeah. I say this every time, but these are the personal things that come in. I was like, I knew there was an alternate reason. Now we know.
Oh, no, that has nothing to do with how I feel. I feel like way too tired today.
Yeah.
I had to sacrifice two basically full days of work, and then everybody in the pit is looking at me like, Destin's just playing Destiny again. He's not doing anything. So I feel self-conscious the whole time that I'm playing.
Just make sure you have Avid open and you hit the record button and people won't question you.
I thought I was good.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, oh, I'm in the 70s. I'll just power up whatever this week. And then somebody's like, you have a hard gap. And I asked everybody, and nobody knew that.
Yeah.
Nobody. So that was not communicated well.
No, absolutely. And I do think that's the line. Like, I'm kind of categorizing you guys, at least how you're playing, and not the way you're playing, but I think the way your mind works, even, as very grindy. Yeah. And then, you know, streamer centric is here. And then it's like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad I'm in the everybody else category this time, just from a stress standpoint.
Well, dude, at least with the raids, like, we were able to go in underleveled and just try hard it.
True. I agree.
That's all. Just let me try hard it.
Take the
barrier.
That's
all I'm asking
for. No 680 barrier.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's basically my one piece of feedback. That's all we have time for this episode. I think we have some interesting conversations about how we could improve the vendors.
Yeah.
For another episode. I think that we could talk about the RNG. But we've gone an hour today, and we have a lot more weeks of Destiny content down the road.
And let us know in the comments
what
you think and if there's other things that you'd like for us to address.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to potentially start recording on Fridays because this Zer bounty is super interesting.
Yeah.
So we might just run it in the morning and kind of come here and talk about that a little bit. So if you don't want to be spoiled, maybe watch on Saturday. But yeah, that's all we have for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. And until next time,
Guardians out.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.